right now.
Amazing.
We're live down there. We're recording over there.
Good stuff.
And we're here with Tim Foley from ThinkStack at the 2019 Q's CEO Executive Team Network.
Yes, sir.
In this beautiful place called Amelia Island, Florida.
That's fantastic.
The beach is like right behind us practically.
Did you get a chance to go down?
I did. The first day I was here, I went for a walk on the beach, took some cool pictures, and actually stuck my foot in the water just
Good
to
stuff,
see
man.
If it was warm. And it's not warm.
We've been trying to do something a little different this year. So we led yoga both mornings.
Oh my gosh.
Down there, yeah. Wow. We had an instructor and we had a nice turnout.
Who
both
was doing,
times.
Somebody was telling me they were doing yoga. I guess there were a number of Canadian people here doing yoga,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, they came down and hung out with us on the beach. So we did some sunrise yoga, a little morning stretch. So we're trying to do something different at each, you know, each conference. We're thinking we might do some paddleboarding stuff out in
Count me in for that.
In Hawaii. And we'll do the ski trip again. We took a bunch of CEOs on a private ski tour out in Snowmass at Executive Connect last year.
Yeah.
Trying to do something a little different each time.
So where are you going to do the paddleboard?
Healthy. At Hawaii, it's
okay.
Symposium.
I'll be there.
Yeah.
Count me in.
That's what we're thinking we might try.
Okay.
So,
yeah. I'm all over that. So I do that at home, so I'm all over it.
Oh, good
it.
Stuff.
So, yeah. Right on. And that's a good beach for doing yoga. It's nice and flat.
Yeah,
and
it was great.
All right.
So we all got our Zen on this morning and we've been learning all kinds of cool stuff. So it's a very Q's experience.
Oh my gosh, really cool stuff. All right, the complimentary activities at the Q's conference.
Yeah.
All right, Tim, so tell us, what's the latest with ThinkStack? Because we first talked to you guys this time last year, I think. Yeah.
Right, yeah. So I know you talked to Chris, our CEO, in Nashville last time.
Mm-hmm.
So we've had a cracking year, man. We've had a really good year. We've been connecting with a lot of credit unions where we help credit unions transform through innovation techniques and technology. And this year we've really kind of honed that craft and the deliverable for that, you know, mm-hmm. to credit unions. So we're having a lot of fun, and a lot of it ties back to journey mapping
mm-hmm.
and going out working with leadership teams and helping them achieve alignment through tying everything back to the most critical processes
mm-hmm.
Within credit unions.
Right on.
So, you know, for example, we'll obviously the loan origination process is usually really high on the list, you know, mobile banking.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have fun. Like what we like to do is we'll go out, we'll meet with the whole leadership team. We throw butcher paper up on the wall. We get, you know, magic marker pens and we do some culture exercises and kind of get them thinking in the right way about priorities and, you know, where they want to go. And but then really the purpose of it is to help credit unions sort of move out of their silos,
mm-hmm.
you know, so mm-hmm. once, you know, we sit there and you've got the, you know, the CFOs in their fiduciary channel and you've got risk in their risk channel and you've got member experience in their member channel and then you've got, you know, the CEO through their channel. And but when we contextualize it to a journey, so when we say, all right, let's all come together and look at your loan process, then it really helps to kind of build some empathy. And it's fun because usually you find out, you know, it's 40, 45 stages long, you know, so CEO's looking at IT and saying, well, hey, why aren't we better provisioned on the back end?
And they look
at the CFO and say, well, I've asked for budget every year to improve our IT provisions, and member experience is like, we've just got to do cool things and go faster. But then, you know, it helps everybody come together and look and just kind of practice some empathy and understand mm-hmm. that instead of living in your silo, you're collectively, if you're all working to make your loan process better,
mm-hmm.
then let's look at how we can then make some technology and security and compliance improvements that mm-hmm. can drive that.
Right on. Did you guys do any presentations here, or you're just kind of hanging out and doing
thing? We didn't actually at this one, but Chris, our CEO,
last year you guys were up on stage, I think.
Yeah, we did. We introduced a couple things here, but then Chris just did the he did the event out in Montana just recently at mm-hmm. Big Sky.
Oh wow!
So he led a full group through some of our journey mapping exercises and some of our innovation exercises. I think we'll be doing some stuff in Hawaii. So we like anytime we can get, you know, up in front of a group, we got some fun people, and you know, that's really the cybersecurity is kind of boring, right? I mean, and it's scary, and
it's
you know,
it's
we don't want to just push product down people's throats. So if we can, you know, if we can find a way to contextualize it into sort of the most critical member experiences
mm-hmm.
in the credit union,
mm-hmm.
and we can do that in an interactive fashion, you know, with a group through some of these workshopping mm-hmm. exercises, then, you know, it's a lot more fun for us.
Well,
and
you guys get some good feedback as well, too, to kind of improve what you guys do, right?
Exactly.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, and I'm trying to find a better term for eat your own dog food. But, you know, I don't know what, that could be a whole journey map there, but
there
we, we very much, the whole purpose of this is sharing our methodology with the industry. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we've done this for years for ourselves, and we've got our processes really tight, and mm-hmm. we're delivering cybersecurity, right. and cloud initiatives mm-hmm. To credit unions. So, you know, our process needs to be really tight. So the whole point of this collide that we're doing, the brand, is to share our methodology mm-hmm. with the industry, mm-hmm. and it's fun.
Yeah, tell us about Collide, because I heard you talking with some of the Q's folks about Collide and its association with ThinkStack, and it's like, oh my gosh, did you guys change your name, or what's going on here?
No, so ThinkStack is our name, right. and the way to think about it is it's intentional. So Think is very much the journey mapping, the workshopping, the innovation thinking, and we wrap that in a brand called Collide.
Got it.
So all of that, the journey mapping, coming out, meeting with the credit unions, all of the innovation content we mm-hmm. put out, mm-hmm. that all lives within this Collide ecosystem.
Okay.
And we just hired a VP strategy and innovation who mm-hmm. came from Homeland Security, Cal Bowman.
Oh, wow.
So he'll be at the conferences, he'll be at the Directors Conference in December.
Okay.
And so he's going to be really leading that brand. So
right on.
So that's the art of the possible. The visioning, the thinking about where you want to go in the future, mm-hmm. trying to clarify and quantify what innovation is. Mm-hmm. So that all lives within this Collide brand. And then the stack part of our name is the best in class AWS cloud mm-hmm. cybersecurity mm-hmm. Stack that, you know, we do our due diligence on every year and then deliver that to the credit union industry.
Okay.
So yeah, it's Think Stack and Collide is innovation thinking, you know, what might be possible, and then we build it with technology.
Right, so and there's a little yoga on the beach to boot.
Yeah, you know, namaste action, man.
Right on. So I want to wrap it up with connecting the dots to credit unions. Why is this? I mean, obviously, I think we both know the answer here, but I want to get your take on it. The importance of all of this to credit unions these days.
It's absolutely.
Seems like all this stuff is so necessary now.
Yeah, you know? I mean, it's tough, right? Because you're inundated with content, mm-hmm. right? And you know, innovate or die is a pretty scary concept, right?
Yeah,
like either we need to innovate or the other option is death.
Right.
We don't want that, right? So so where we really fit in is helping this industry navigate through some of the noise, you know, mm-hmm. and it's you know, we go to all these conferences, you know, and it was a little, this was cool. This was a little less technology focused this time, which
right.
was actually really cool. A lot of leadership stuff.
Yep.
But a lot of the conferences we go to, you know, you've got to be omnichannel, you've got to be mobile first, you've got to innovate or die, you've got, you know, and what does that mean? Like, mm-hmm. how do you do that?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, where we see the success and where we really enjoy working is again, it's ultimately tying it back to your most critical member journeys, because we're all here to deliver an excellent member service,
right?
So we want to provision credit unions with the tools that they need mm-hmm. to understand what innovation is, and mm-hmm. then the technology and flexible infrastructure and security,
mm-hmm.
so ultimately members can have a great experience. That's why we're all here,
right?
So that's really why we care. And you know, the credit union industry is still our primary client base. And you know, Chris, our CEO, built a company with a vision to, you know, work with socially conscious people. I mean, mm-hmm. just seeing the Hall of Fame stuff yesterday, you know, and all the community work they do. I mean, that's very much
the history of all those folks is pretty amazing.
I mean, so why wouldn't you want to work with this group, but then help them really focus and, you know, compete, you know, against fintech and big banks mm-hmm. and all the noise out there. So, mm-hmm. yeah, that's why we love it.
Right on. Good stuff.
Yeah, good
anything
stuff,
else man. To add, Tim? Any final words of wisdom, sir?
I really appreciate you giving me the chance
time.
To come
well,
out
I like what
here,
you guys
so.
Do. So and I think you guys are an
Thank
asset
you.
To the industry. So and
good stuff.
Keep doing what you guys are doing.
It's always a pleasure to sit down with you.
Yeah.
Cheers, buddy.
We'll
Thanks
see you in
lot.
Hawaii.